From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March the 9th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that a proposal for a storage unit facility in an open lot behind McDonald's and Pizza Hut on Route 9W in the village of Catskill was put before the village planning board on Monday, March the 7th. The site is a 4.2-acre parcel, which is accessed by a lane that runs between the two restaurants. The proposal is in the conceptual stage, and the as-yet-unnamed applicants are being represented at the planning board by MJ Engineering and Land Surveying of Clifton Park. The parcel is zoned commercial. Catskill Community Development Coordinator Nancy Richards said there are water and sewer hookups on the property, but the developers would be required to bring the sewage line out to Route 9W. Richards said the proposal calls for six standard units, each measuring 20 to 24 feet high, as well as a 1,200-square-foot office building. The buildings would be made of cement block, and a six-foot-high chain-link fence is proposed to surround the property. Richard said the planning board has asked for certain types of lighting. The board is also to be provided with a list of the applicant's other storage units to see what they look like. Richard said once the application is formally filed and the project is under review, neighboring property owners will have the opportunity to comment on the project throughout the process. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Don Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Common Council is weighing a resolution that would allow hotels to be located in the southern waterfront area of the city. The measure was placed on the alderman's desk on Monday, March the 7th. Redburn Development Companies is looking to develop a hotel at 41 Cross Street, a 40,000-square-foot building currently owned by Laura Margolis, Executive Director of Stageworks. The theater company has occupied the space since 2004. The hotel will contain 55 units, will be owned by Redburn, and managed by Prestige Hospitality Group of Albany. Prestige manages 26 hotels in the Northeast. The group's portfolio includes such names as Hilton, Clarion Inn, and Econolodge. The measure under consideration by the Common Council would create a new zoning district for the southern waterfront area that would include, and I quote, hotel, end quote, as a conditionally permitted use. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capitol Confidential that state lawmakers on Tuesday, March the 8th, picked up three new members to serve on the Board of Regents. Luis Reyes, Director of Education at Hunter College Center for Puerto Rican Studies, Nan Mead, an education activist out of New York City, and Elizabeth Smith Hackinson of Syracuse were all chosen to serve on the board which sets state education policy. The board is expected to pick Bronx member and opt-out advocate Betty Rosa as next chancellor in the coming weeks. Chancellor Merrill Tisch will vacate her seat at the end of the month. New York State United Teachers praised the choices as another step forward on the path toward ending, and I quote, the era of test and punishment, end quote. High Achievement New York, a pro-Common Core group, also praised the selections and urged the new members to put students' interests first, not politics. More than 50 New Yorkers applied for a seat on the board, and for the first time, the interview process was streamed live. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. The mercury reached 70 degrees on local thermometers on March the 9th, and the National Weather Service in Albany is not predicting any lows below freezing in the next week. While the warm February temperatures started the maple syrup season early this year, the new predictions would cut off the flow of sap from maple trees. Maple syrup season needs temperatures above freezing during the day and below freezing at night for the best sap flow. Jessica Porter reports in the Watershed Post that two local ice climbers, Morris Sachs and Marty Molitoris, bought a plot of Greene County land for $30,000 to donate to New York State as a safe trail into the Devil's Kitchen. The area includes a cliff-lined gorge and steep rocky trails in the Platte Clove Valley in the town of Hunter. In recent years, there have been several accidents and deaths amongst hikers accessing Devil's Kitchen by several routes, and the land Sachs and Molitoris purchased contains what is considered the safest trail into the area. Molitoris, who owns the Ulster County-based climbing guide service, Alpine Endeavors, found out 3 years ago that Viera Bolsec was selling her Platte Clove property that hikers had been using illegally for years to access Devil's Kitchen. Molitoris said, and I quote, "I've been climbing for 20-some years, and I've seen places like this get closed off. It's such a special area to me and many others," end quote. This past November, they donated the property to the state. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 72 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of rain, mainly after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, rain is likely mainly after 11 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 63 degrees. Thursday night, rain with a low around 46. And on Friday, rain likely before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 34. Sunrise today was at 6:15 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:56 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the ninth day of March, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.